About 200 public health workers filed into the Grady Cole Center earlier this month to get to know their new employer.
We're in the process of providing human resource orientation for some of that staff that will begin to be county employees on July 1st.
Bobby Cobb is the deputy director of the county's health department.
And these employees have agreed to come to work for Mecklenburg County doing the same job that they were doing previously for Carolina's healthcare.
So that's one thing that won't change when the county takes over public health, the staff. Cobb says about 450 of the 500 employees will be holdovers from Carolina's healthcare system, and they'll make roughly the same salary they did before. In fact, Cobb says the county wants to change as little as possible about the health department.
For the public, we hope they see no changes. We hope we'll be able to continue to offer the quality services that we've always had in public health in partnership with Carolina's healthcare.
The county has no complaints about the cost or quality of the public health services Carolina's healthcare provided. Assistant County Manager Michelle Lancaster says the change is really a side effect of a contract dispute.
Getting out of the public health business with Carolina's had nothing to do with public health.
Since the mid-90s, the county has paid Carolina's healthcare to provide hospital services for the poor, mental health services at CMC Randolph, and public health services. But two summers ago, the county decided it was paying too much for poor and mental health services.
We had kind of the financial dip. Why were we giving $17 million to organizations who had pretty strong bottom lines when we were looking at cutting services to the community?
So the county stopped funding two parts of the three-part contract. Carolina's healthcare sued. When the two sides settled last year, they agreed to just junk the whole contract. Lancaster says there were benefits to having a hospital system run the public health department, but she thinks the county can do just as good a job.
For all practical purposes, public health is a county-run operation everywhere in all other 99 counties in North Carolina, so I don't think we see any concern there.
The county will also be liable now if anything goes wrong. But Lancaster says the county isn't concerned about that either because it wasn't a problem when the county used to run public health before the Carolina's healthcare contract. Several healthcare advocates in the area are also confident the county can do a good job.
I basically see it as going to be business as usual.
That's Beverly Irby. She's the CEO of C.W. Williams Community Health Center, which provides primary care to uninsured and low-income people. She worked for the public health department under Carolina's healthcare until 2007, and she points out the county will offer the same services at the same prices that the hospital system did. Don Jonas is the executive director of Caring, another nonprofit that's part of the county's healthcare safety net. He's actually excited about the change.
To me, it opens up opportunities for new types of collaboration.
Jonas says an example would be partnering with a community organization that aims to get residents better access to quality food. He expects there will be some bumps during the initial transition. The Bates Ford Road Clinic will be closed next week as the county switches IT and other systems there. Public health services will still be offered at the Billingsley Road Clinic during that time. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.